Yeah, it was pretty physical playoff game that we expected. Probably took a little bit to go. Dollar was started off well, but then we didn't rebound that well in the first half. I think the rebounds were getting, they almost had double the rebounds, and really can't give a team second chances and energy like that. And there's some area that we certainly got to do a better job of. We should have a strength there, but it comes down to desire to get the ball, and I don't think we had that in the first half.
Does that give you a lot of joy or hope, I suppose, the fact that you were supposed to win this on the basis of the front court, and much of the game they probably have the advantage there?
Right, yeah, and look, Casey got in foul trouble, and we had a fair few guys picked up some cheap fouls. Best thing about Casey, he only played 16 minutes. He's going to be nice and fresh for Sunday. He's still got 19 points in that time. So, we'll take from the game. What I liked about it was a grind out hard contest for four quarters. And their shooters, Conrad got off. We did a great job on Penny, making him score otherwise in the 3-point line. But you've got to polish off with the defensive rebounding though. Yeah, no, look, he was on fire there, and then he was wide open for one, so I was told by my son after Damo was on fire, he missed the open one. But, they were big plays, and, teams leave him wide open, and he's knocking it down. They were all net. He's been putting a lot of work in the last 3 years for that exact reason. They leave him and leave him open, and he was good enough to drop him down tonight. And his defense, I think he's the best defender in Australia's, well, he is in history. And I think if he hadn't missed those games, I think he would have won his sixth one. But that's what you need from your captain. They went small. So they went real small with four guards. So we really, that changed us. We had Greg playing a lot of the four. And look, you never want to see a player, especially a great guy and great competitor and a great player like Kevin get injured. And hopefully he's okay. But it did change the complex of the game. So sometimes sports can break your heart, and sometimes you get joy, and That's part of it, unfortunately.
How does that change how you guys prepare for game two with such a short turnaround? Are you expecting changes, obviously adjustments from them? How does that change what you guys do?
Yeah, well, I think they'll go small again, and they played that zone, 1-2-2 kind of relaxing zone. We took a little bit of adjustment, but once we got started penetrating, we got Damo to the rim and Tommy, we got Tommy, then Casey's speed and athleticism on the ring, that was a big factor in the second half, so... we'll make some adjustments and be ready.
You had the luxury of being able to rest Nate in the last quarter. Was that purely a luxury decision? Did he pull up okay through that?
Yeah, no, I pulled up real good. It was more Tommy was playing well, and I think we were up by 10 points, and I knew that they were going to go into some pick and rolls, and we weren't rebounding really well, and Tommy's length causes the guards to change their shots, and he's rebounding. I thought it was fantastic, so... I had my finger on the button ready to push a sub, but Tommy was playing great.
Whereabouts is Nate in terms of, is he back to 100% now? Is he sort of close?
I haven't got that from the medical staff yet, but look, you're going to have to play through it, pain. It's not going to wake up tomorrow morning and be 100%. That's just not going to happen. So he's just going to have to go and, suck it up and do the toughness of what he's doing and give us what he's got and before, he blows up and needs a sub.
Yeah, he's a, you don't want to see anyone get injured, in particular a guy who's such a quality guy off the court and such a great competitor on the court. So, I don't know the severity of it, but hopefully he pulls up okay. But he's the MVP of the league for a reason and deserved it. And either he's scoring or he's usually creating for others. So he's a big blow to Illawarra if he is out on Sunday. But in saying that, they've got the luxury of having Reece Martin, who's a fantastic point guard as well. So we've got to make sure that if Kev is ruled out on Sunday, that we don't take our foot off the pedal, because they're still a very dangerous team.
They had a lot of control early in the game. Did you feel that you had to sort of lift and bring everyone with you?
No, I just thought that we weren't playing the style of basketball that's required, in particular in semi-finals. Everyone has a role, and mine's defense, and I was just trying to get the other guys involved and picking up full court and started to up the pressure. And I thought we did a pretty good job in the first quarter, that even though we weren't shooting the ball well or scoring at all, that we dried up their points. And then we started to pick up, force some turnovers, and started to make a run of it in the second half once we started to fatigue them a little bit. Oh, just a quick congratulations on the awards he's won, and also that I hope he his ankle isn't too bad, and all the best with the recovery. He's a fantastic competitor, and this will break his heart if he can't be involved in game two or if there's a game three. So, I genuinely mean it when I say I hope he's out there on Sunday. You don't want to win any series because someone's gone down or anyone given an excuse why you won, and hopefully he's out there on Sunday, and if it is bad, then all the best to him, because MVP, great guy on and off the court, and a friend. Look, tonight was just rolling off the last month he's had. He's in a purple patch at the moment. He's in career best form. And, what you see out there is a guy that's just full of confidence and teammates who have confidence in him. So we're running plays for him. If he switches onto a guard, we know he's going to do a good job defensively, and then crushing the rebounds. The major disappointment out of tonight, the two things, was the fouling and the rebound count. But Tom is usually at the positive side of those things, and he's been fantastic for, like I said, a month now, and just continued that form tonight.
Trev, a lot of guys in foul trouble probably on both sides early. Do you think the game was
unofficiated? You're throwing me right in there, aren't you? Look, in review of the game, I didn't like how I was on the referees a little bit too much too. I thought there was a couple of calls. They missed one with Greg getting hit off the ball. But look, it's playoff time. You, to be honest with you, you got to wear a couple. And there was titchy touch ones with Casey getting fouled. I didn't think that was, the flow through the game. But the referees aren't going to win or lose a game for you. It's what we do on the court.
Trev, the schedule being so tough. Mm.
Yeah, no, not even thinking about the other series. We're just all about ourselves, and we go into each game trying to win it. We're not saying, hey, let's put it out of it. No, we know that they're a great team in Wollongong, and we're fortunate enough to get a couple of wins earlier this year down there, and we know the atmosphere is in there, and it's going to be a tough game. They're going to be riding the motion. They're going to do one for Lish if he doesn't play, so there's going to be a lot riding on the game, and you expect that for playoff time.